Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.
South African institutions, it seems, are under siege. And I'm not talking from hackers with the hoodies and keyboards alone, but these days from sophisticated AI-driven cyber attacks. And they are evolving faster than many organizations can respond to. In the past year, major players like MTN and South African Airways have confirmed serious breaches. And globally, Microsoft's latest Cyber Signals report reveals that over $4 billion US dollars in fraud attempts last year were thwarted between April 2024 and April 2025 alone. So the big question is, just how prepared are we? And what must South African businesses and individuals do to build real, genuine cyber resilience in this age of artificial intelligence? And someone who I think will have some of the answers to those questions is Carissa Varma, who is Chief Security Advisor at Microsoft, a real frontline view of the threats and some of the solutions. So Carissa, 4 billion US in fraud attempts blocked. That is a staggering number. What has changed in the threat landscape that is driving this surge?
Yeah, thanks, Jeremy. Thanks for having me on. So I think South Africa, like the rest of the world, is facing this massive increase in cyber attacks. Microsoft collects 78 trillion signals a day, and these are from devices and services that we have visibility of across the globe. And like you said, between April 2024 and April 2025, we stopped about $4 billion in fraud attempts. Now, if you look into this, we're stopping about 1.6 million bot sign-up attempts per hour. And these are automated engines driven by AI, driven by technology that attackers are using to perpetrate attacks against businesses all over the world, including South Africa. And South African businesses, as they rapidly digitize, are facing a new breadth of attacks that they need to pivot to be able to protect themselves from.
Let's talk about that pivot in a moment, but do you think South Africa is more vulnerable than most right now? Is it underinvestment? Is it that age-old debate of a skill shortage, or maybe just a broad lack of strategic awareness?
So, you know, there's two schools of thought on this. Our financial institutions are probably some of the leading security practitioners globally. So our practices are, you know, pretty much up there with the world. But equally, we have a sea of organizations that are struggling to invest the right amount of money in cybersecurity. And that underinvestment, coupled with the challenge to find good skills to support cyber programs, is forming quite a hindrance for companies to be able to pivot to this new world. So they're digitizing their capabilities, they're becoming more online. A large part of their business is now operating online, but their cyber practices haven't kept up with that digitization.
So I referenced at the start of our conversation MTN and SAA. Those would be the latest high-profile breaches. Are there common vulnerabilities that are being exploited in South African institutions? Are you seeing a golden thread here?
Well, globally, there's common vulnerabilities that we're seeing. As an example, 99% of the attacks that we're seeing looking to target to steal identities are still focused on stealing passwords. So you can imagine if an organization just has to move from using a password to using something like multi-factor authentication, which is a password plus either a one-time PIN or your biometrics like your face or your fingerprint. If organizations have to move to using something like that, they automatically disrupt 99% of the identity attacks they're going to be facing. So there's a common thread. These things have been around for a long period of time. It's not easy to fix, but it can be fixed. And this is now being coupled with newer threats driven by AI, driven by new technology that's making the environment even more complicated.
You spoke about the importance of the pivot. So what are the one or two things that South African businesses, either big or small, should be doing right now to protect themselves from this AI-driven cybercrime?
So there's a war on at the moment, Jeremy, between attackers and defenders. Both sectors are, or both environments are adopting AI to be able to, you know, use AI to be able to further and get further what they want to achieve. So attackers are using AI to be able to perpetrate attacks faster, to understand the data that they have better, to be able to use that data further on, or to be able to hold companies hostage and ransom them for money. And defenders are equally adopting artificial intelligence to be able to defend against attacks. And we've seen that with defenders adopting artificial intelligence, they can get a 30% gain in speed of disruption of attacks and stopping attacks. So there's this war on between defenders and attackers, and whoever is going to adopt technology, use their technology to the best of their ability, is going to get the upper hand. So the first thing I would say is to organizations out there, have a look at your technology, make sure you're using modern technology, make sure you're adopting AI safely into your organization to be able to face these new levels of threat. Secondly, cybersecurity is not a single person's job. It is an organization-wide job. Every single business decision, every single acquisition, process change has a ripple impact on cybersecurity. Organizations, the C-suite, the board needs to understand this, that in making decisions, they need to understand the impact of cybersecurity and plan for that impact of cybersecurity. It's really difficult to fit cybersecurity into a new process after it's built, but really easy to embed it into a process as you're building it.
So what you're saying is it begins with better risk management.
Exactly, exactly that.
So I'm also interested in your use of the word war between the attackers and the defenders. Why do you use the word war?
So if you look at, I'll talk about it from two different perspectives. Attackers are increasingly focused on gaining a foothold that they then expand into an organization. So they try and get some path into an organization that they can then expand into that organization. We call these attack paths, the methods that attackers use to gain access into organizations. And you'll see in cybersecurity, there's a lot of war terminology, attack paths, you know, penetration, war, because a lot of the attack and the defense methodologies does borrow from real world war tactics. And so attackers, when I talk about this dichotomy of having a war on about who will adopt AI quickly and get the upper hand, it's built on that framework that there is an ongoing war that has been happening for many, many years between attackers and defenders. And AI is just the next pivot that's making this war even, you know, more severe.
And Carissa, I'll just need a quick answer to this one in conclusion. The pace of regulatory change, is it keeping up with the threat of evolution as you've outlined it to me?
I think that there's no regulation across the globe that can keep up with the pace of technology change. It's going to take private and public partnership, sandboxing, and really iteration to be able to get to something that is agile enough to keep up with technology change.
Thank you very much indeed. That is Carissa Varma, who's Chief Security Officer at Microsoft. I do appreciate your time. Thank you.
Our business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.